The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I should be reading to you from the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. All right, let's start off with a, "Are you ready for some football?" This is Everyday Heroes. His Super Bowl parties provide the homeless with good food, good entertainment, and a chance to belong. If Christmas, Thanksgiving, and the 4th of July are our nation's biggest official holidays, certainly Super Bowl Sunday is our biggest unofficial holiday. Like those other days, it's time for friends and family to gather for food, chatter, and arguments, but mostly camaraderie. Some people living on the margins of society miss that special connection. Mir Kamalson thought they, too, should get to celebrate the big day. So on a cold February Sunday in 2017, as he headed to a Super Bowl party being held at a New York City club a friend owned, he invited six homeless men he met on the streets to climb into an Uber and join him. The men, as might be expected, were a tad leery. But Calamation, now 33, and there's a picture of him. He's a bearded guy, young man, got a football in his hand. But Callisman, 33, now has an earnestness and an innate decency about them that put people at ease, and the men were swayed. Watch the game? Go somewhere warm? Get food to fill an empty belly? Of course. Over burger, wings, and soda, and bedecked in New England Patriots jerseys, Calamansen and his homeless guest watched the Patriots claw back from a 25-point hole to beat the Atlanta Falcons. Calamansen describes the scene as warm, exciting energy. Conversation flowed. We were on the edge of our seats, cheering and laughing. But the game played just a small role in the night's success, he says. More important was the men's interaction with one another and the other fans. We were part of a bigger party that was happening, says Calamansen. So if you walked in, you couldn't tell who was homeless and who wasn't. As a result, the men felt that they were part of something. They had their dignity restored. For that evening, they were no longer outsiders. They belonged. Calamason, a.k.a. Meyer K. to the 319,000 YouTube followers who watched his inspirational videos, assumed that the party was a one-off. But the following year, when friends and YouTube fans asked about the next Super Bowl party, he knew that the event had already taken a life of its own, and so began the charitable organization Super Soul Parties. That's supersoulparty.org. Calamansen works with a network of volunteers and homeless shelters in cities around the country to organize the gatherings and transports guests on game day. Last year, more than 2,000 homeless men and women in 36 cities watched the Los Angeles Rams change the Cincinnati Bengals. Calamansen's goal is to spread the celebrations to every state. The parties have evolved from that first one. Homeless attendees now have access to new clothing and barber, as well as mental health therapists and affordable housing organizations. Families are also welcome. Last year, during the halftime show featuring Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, everyone got up and it turned into a big dance party, says Calamansen. In such carefree circumstances, he adds, people are reminded who they are, not the identity we place on them or how they label themselves. Ultimately, the Super Bowl parties are more than a sporting event. They're opportunities to bring awareness to the plight of the homeless while making them feel part of a larger community. And then there's this. A Super Soul Party moment Calamansen holds dear happened in 2020. A local news station came to the event in Oklahoma City and interviewed an older homeless man. That night, a young man watching the news recognized him as the father he hadn't seen in years. They've since reconnected, and the older man met his grandchildren for the first time. Helping others is not something new for Calamansen. As a devout Jew, he grew up in a household that lived by the golden rule. Helping those in need, whether it was a meal or a place to stay, he says, it's the most important thing in life. Be kind, be kind, be kind. Glad to hear it. Three stories to make your day. The Wedding Dress Exchange. The wedding dress Gwendolyn Sturgis found was champagne in color. It had long sleeves, sparkly lace all over it, which I absolutely loved, she told NPR. After her wedding, rather than stick the gown in a closet, she offered it up for free on Facebook so some other bride-to-be without the means could enjoy it as well. 70 women responded. Inspired by Sturgis's largesse, other women offered to donate their wedding dresses too, prompting Sturgis to create the Facebook group Shared Dream Dresses. Since June, over 200 gowns have been exchanged. One donor, Diane Bowman, said, I hope that this dress gets passed from bride to bride, and it just gets worn out and is in tatters at the end of its life because all the celebrating that's done in it. Now that's customer service. Mikkel Gordon was taking customers' orders at a Fort Worth, Walton Beach, Florida Chick-fil-A in September when he heard a woman scream. She was walking in the parking lot taking her nephew out of the car seat when a man wielding a large stick grabbed her car keys. That, according to WEAR-TV, is when Gordon ran out of the restaurant and confronted the carjacker. The man struck first, punching Gordon. Unfazed, Gordon was soon rolling on the ground with the goon until he could corral him long enough for the police to arrive. This wasn't Gordon's first brush with heroism. 4 years earlier, he rescued two teens trapped in a car by a toppled crane. "They need me." Feeling isolated after her five children moved out of the house in 1983, Hannah Ford, a widowed seamstress living in Marion, South Carolina, took a friend's advice and fostered a child. Nearly 40 years later, 189 children have come into and out of her home, seven of whom she adopted. "I'll never forget that first meal she cooked for us. It was pork chops, and I've never tasted meat that was so good," Erica Woodbury, 48, told Today. "She sat there at the table asking us questions about ourselves. We weren't used to that." At 86, Ford intends to keep fostering. "They need me," she says, "and I need them." Department of Wit. "Like most people, my strong brain party trick. I put down my phone and got my memory back. Like most people, I had a lot of time on my hands these past few years, and I spent most of it on my phone. This has made my brain weak, like a puddle of slime. I've never had a very good memory, but by summer of 2021, I saw the little memory that I did have evaporate unceremoniously while Googling Ben Affleck, Brother Bad Eye. I grew frustrated. I couldn't remember the name of Joan Holloway's military husband from Mad Men without looking it up, or the name of the guy I went to college with who would come into my dorm regularly to talk about how much he worked out, or even the boiling time for a soft-boiled egg. None of this was especially useful or life-changing information, but I wanted to remember it without making a shameful mess of my research history. If people with good memories erect elaborate memory palaces through which to remember stuff, I lived under a bridge in my underpants. Inspired by a desire to impress and wow myself and others, and to see if my brain was capable of neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to change structurally through life in response to experience, and a term people who do crossword puzzles are obsessed with, I decided to stop looking stuff up online and see what happened when I couldn't remember the character from Mad Men. Instead of instantly turning on my phone, I just sat there thinking very hard, "Aha, Greg, what's his name?" And so my new skill was born, strong brain. For a few months and during many months of really wanting to remember stupid trivia and ephemera, for whatever name reason you would ever want to know anything at all, I didn't make any progress. Sometimes I would sit without knowing something for hours. Well, after whoever I was with had looked it up and had moved on, knowing the next thing that I couldn't remember. I frankly sat with my arms crossed while smoke slowly started to pour out of my ears, much to my friend's amusement. I often failed to come up with answers to things simply because I took a stance against looking them up. The periodic table and the horse it rode in can get lost. But while the sounds of my haters got louder and louder, my brain beefed up in defense. Within months, it was markedly stronger. As friends tried to remember the name of the actor who played Robin Williams' love interest in Jumanji, I blurted out Bonnie Hunt. Without even trying around a fire pit for my monthly hot dog club, I remembered something that no one else remembered, that I didn't actually remember now, but the point is I remembered it when I needed remembering. And I started to remember a lot more stuff, a lot faster. And when I just gave myself a second, and sometimes several hours, to think about it without looking it up, the information would come to me. I'd say 7 out of 10 times, which is a pretty good average, considering the fact that I frequently Google for stuff like the worst thing to eat during climate change. Mine in the letter P. There are many benefits to having a strong brain. I am routinely embarrassed by what Apple tells me is my screen usage for the day. So foregoing a Google in favor of just sitting and staring blankly has made my day-to-day less humiliating. It's also doing something good for my brain's long-term health, I think. And honestly, conjuring up a meaningless fact instead of instantly looking it up is a good way to while away the hours. It feels downright Victorian. And I bet those lads and ladies had strong brains. It took me a while to achieve strong brain, and I was often irritated by how much people liked to tease when I couldn't remember the name of the witch sisterhood from Dune. It's Bene Gesserit. Sorry. But after 6 months, my brain is as strong as 40 horses, but it was previously like a shriveled elderly worm wearing broken glasses. If you're like me, and I've always wanted to be the shiny, pretty person at a party that everyone is listening to and smiling at and wondering where she got her hair cut. I think strong brain is the party trick for you. I feel confident that the next time I'm in a social setting, listen to some dork jabber on about their career milestones, it will be my turn to morph into that shiny, pretty person with a nice haircut that everyone is jealous of when I announce to certain applause. May I tell you the story about my strong brain? Now, my goose is cooked and now it's turkey. An online recipe for lemon squares caused quite a stir in the comments section. One reader said, I don't have any lemons on hand, but cherries are in season and I had extra lime. Turns out cherry lime bars are very good. Another protested, that completely changes the recipe. And a third responded, I didn't have any lemons, but substitute the canned pinto beans on my shelf, Tabasco for the sugar, and flour tortillas for the shortbread. As a lemon square, it was awful, but it made a pretty decent burrito. Best pals. Sunshine's veterinarian says she's the friendliest bearded dragon he's ever seen. And there's a picture of a cat and a bearded dragon, which, of course, is a lizard. This is from Whippany, New Jersey. We rescued our cat Gizmo from a kill shelter on the 11th hour. He was very skittish when he came home with us and rarely emerged from our closet. It wasn't until we got Sunshine, our surprising gregarious bearded dragon, that Gizmo really came out of his hiding spot and later his shell. Gizmo was intrigued by Sunshine, so he placed her tank by the couch where he sometimes napped. They'd spend hours gazing at each other. Gizmo was pretty docile, so we thought it was safe to let them meet face to face and paw to claw. They delight in each other's company. Gizmo gives Sunshine a tour of the best sunbathing spots in the house, and when it's Sunshine's in bath time, he sits on the edge of the tub to help. It's been 5 years of napping, soaking up vitamin D, and watching me garden through the front door together. Gizmo's personality totally blossomed with Sunshine. Such unlikely friends in nature have such a sweet companionship in our home. That's really interesting. A little weird, but interesting. How about a little life in these United States? A picture of a dog sitting on the sidewalk with a sign and a little pan out in front with money in it. I failed out of obedience school because I ate my own homework. Help! I was in a nail salon when a woman in her 40s walked in and smiled at me. I couldn't place her, but she sure did look familiar. I'm active socially, so I thought maybe I knew her from one of the groups I've joined. It was eating at me, so I caught her eye and said, I think you know, maybe from an organization we both belong to? Smiling, she leaned over and whispered, I'm the mayor. At dinner, with my young grandkids, we decided we were old enough to try a spicy jalapeno pepper. They each tentatively picked up a jalapeno, stared at it apprehensively, and then took a nibble. The second lady there was squealing as their mouths caught fire. After dousing his burn with soda, my grandson put it very well. Well, you sure are angry pickles. Living in a colder climate, you have to deal with snow, sleet, freezing temperature, and that one jerk who texts you it's 80 degrees where I am. How about we found a fix? Help, hacks, and how to. Holiday number one. A perennial rose bouquet. When buying roses this Valentine's Day, make it a baker's dozen and keep one bloom for yourself. Flowers of the same type that are cut at the same time and kept in similar environments mature similarly. So when your flower begins to wilt, you know it's time to buy your beloved a new bouquet. And whether your gesture of love should be thought behind, it should die after February, nor the thought behind it should die after February 14th. Number two, tech. Turn your iPhone into an image encyclopedia. What's that tree with the funky leaves? Take a photo and go to images.google.com. Type the AA icon in the search bar and select Request Desktop Website. You can now upload photos from your camera roll that you've snapped in the wild and do a reverse Google image search on your phone as you would a computer. Turns out that was, in fact, a honey locust at the park. Save space in your suitcase. This is number three, and travel. You know all the tricks. Roll your clothes, stuff your shoes, layer bulky outwear, and what about belts? Rolling them into a wheel takes a bit of space, but laying them flat across your clothes or lining perimeter of your suitcase takes virtually none. Every inch counts when you're eking out room in a checked bag. For pets, number four, become Fido fluent. Wish your dog understood you better? Don't just start barking orders. Dogs are attuned to faces and gazes, so hold eye contact and use expression and gestures. Look for cues you would observe in a human listener. Is the dog looking at you or coming closer? Also try baby talk. Research found that high register will catch and engage a puppy's attention, especially when paired with his favorite words. Number 5 is health. Upgrade sleep by downgrading your alarm. Blue light is a major barrier to good sleep, so even if your cell phone is near your bed, only used for use as a morning alarm, is to cut the USB cord. Just knowing the phone is next to you is enough to keep your mind engaged and prevent you from falling into a deep restorative sleep, says Dr. Elroy Vajani of Regenerative Medical. An old-fashioned alarm clock is a healthy upgrade to a distraction-free button bedroom. The display should be legible, but not too bright, and the clock should rouse you with a sound that isn't too jarring. Go analog for best results. Whoa. Usually there's a bunch of them. There were only 5 that time. That's kind of a surprise. Huh. That surprised me. Sorry about that. Food for thought. Magnificent macarons. The smooth sandwich cookie called macaron, pronounced macaron, as opposed to the bumpier coconut-flavored macaroon, is popping up in small-town bakery cases on wedding day sweet tables and all over Instagram, where tried-and-true flavors such as chocolate and pistachio sit alongside the trendier ones, from the delicate rose, orange blossom, to the dramatic black licorice and cognac. These naturally gluten-free treats, which call for the fine almond flour, confectioner's sugar, and egg whites, shine like little jewels, but the ideal macaroon tastes as good as it looks. By the way, there's a picture of them there. They're not hard to look at all. I'm getting hungry. But the ideal macaron tastes as good as it looks. Two uniform meringue cookies with a crisp exterior and a melt-in-your-mouth interior hug silky buttercream decadent ganache or a tart jam filling. The star first rose back in 1792 in the French city of Nancy. That year, French revolutionaries abolished religious congregations. So two nuns, Sister Marguerite and Marie Elizabeth at the monastery of Les Dames du Saint-Sacrement, I hope that's good French, supported themselves by making macarons, although those did not contain a filling, thus earning a name for themselves as the Macaron Sisters. As for the modern macaron craze, actress Kristen Dunst credited her 2006 movie, Marie Antoinette, in the Entertainment Weekly interview. The film, directed by Sofia Coppola, incorporates copious amounts of the cookies. Those served on set were sourced from the flagship Lauderay Pastry House in Paris, which typically has lines down the street. While anyone can whip up a batch, certain temperatures are better suited. Making them requires precision and patience, says Sarah Devaney, macaron maker at Devaney Blake House in Saline, Michigan. That's because the batter for the shells is piped into mounds that should, but don't always, puff up like little clouds in the oven, forming delicate frills at the base. Devaney is a data analyst by day and a baker by night. So macarons are a perfect fit for my personality, she says with a laugh. Speaking of clouds, flavor-wise, the sky is the limit. Cotton candy, buttered popcorn, anything bagel, you name it. Macarons may be works of edible art, but thankfully, they're never too beautiful to eat. Fine but finicky, macarons are hard to make and to stop eating once they're out of the oven. But even if they crack, these très chic treats go well with a cup of coffee or a celebratory glass of champagne. Oh, here's the 13 things I missed before. Raising the stakes in sports betting, which is the coming thing everywhere. Even North Carolina is thinking about doing it. Number 1, about 112 million people tuned in to see the Rams top the Bengals in Super Bowl 56 last February, making it the most watched sporting event of the year. It was all the most wagered on. Gamblers across the country bet almost $8 billion, though not all legally, that month, largely on gambling websites and sportsbook apps such as FanDuel and DraftKings. Number 2, these relatively new platforms are also newly legal in a growing number of places. Now 26 states, plus D.C., have legalized online sports betting, including Tennessee, where there isn't a single casino. Number 3, casino gambling remains legal statewide only in Louisiana and Nevada, but web versions of blackjack, roulette, and slots and more operate in a handful of states: Connecticut, Delaware, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. You'll find these gains on apps and websites such as BetMGM, DraftKings, and FanDuel, which makes the most of their money from casino games, even though they brand themselves as sportsbooks. Number four, sports, in parentheses, is a loose term here. In Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, and New Jersey, you can wager on the winners of the Oscars. Some states allow betting on hot dog eating contests, Russian table tennis, and video games tournaments, also known as esports. But one category that isn't allowed in any state sportsbook, elections. Those stakes are high enough already. Number five, many gambling websites and apps offer introductory risk-free bets to attract new users. But all that means is if your first bet loses, you get a second chance to bet with site credit. So you need to go 0-for-2 before you feel the loss. FanDuel's rebranding of such promotions as No Sweat Bets made you just as dubious, depending on your perspiration propensity. Also, often too good to be true are parlay bets, which combine several results into one wager. Payouts go way up, but so do your odds of losing. For every $100 wagered on a single bet, sportsbooks keeps about $5 and returns the other $95. But on parlays, they keep about $32. Dreaming big, losing small, that's what you do when you try to guess all 16 NFL games to turn $10 into $300,000. Number 7. Texan furniture store owner Jim Mickingvale won what's believed to be the biggest payout in sports betting history last year, $75 million. But he won't get to keep all that dough. Mackinville, better known as the Mattress Mac to his customers, places big bets to mitigate risk on his own sports center promotions. Last year, the offer was to refund any customer who spent more than $3,000 at his store, double their money if the Houston Astros won the World Series. They did. Number 8. New Jersey gets credit for opening the sports betting floodgates. Back in 2018, the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 to strike down a 1992 federal ban on state authorization of sports betting. Ironically, that 1992 law had been championed by New Jersey's then-senator and former NBA star, Bill Bradley. By the end of the year, six other states had started accepting sports bets or voted to allow the practice. Number 9. Online gambling hurts Las Vegas casinos, right? Actually, Sin City now sees more business, not less. In September 2017, just months before the Supreme Court's decision, bettors wagered $558 million in Nevada. By September 2021, that figure had reached $786 million. The sheer scale seems to support a common argument from legalization advocates. It's happening anyway. We may as well regulate and tax it. Number 10. Problem gambling is also on the rise. In January 2022, when a record $1.69 billion was bet in New York State, calls to the state's gambling addiction hotline jumped 46% over the previous January. The National Council on Problem Gambling finds sports bettors to be at least three times more likely to report frequent risky behavior than gamblers who don't bet on sports. Number 11. Then there's the issue of underage gambling, arguably easier to get away with online than in person. To prevent minors from opening up accounts, most sports betting sites require a Social Security number and an address, among other things. But there's little doubt teenagers are betting using accounts that older friends or family members set up. It's rampant, one insider told the gambling industry media outlet SportsHandle.com. Number 12. Some folks do this for a living. Jeopardy fans know James Holzhauser for winning 32 straight games back in 2019. Holzhauser is a professional gambler who bet big on the show, earning more than $600,000 just on daily doubles. Number 13. Before you start betting, some basics to know. The handle is the total amount wagered, and the VIG refers to the sportsbook's fee. That's also known as the vigary. The industry standard is -110, meaning you have to risk $110 to win $100, or $11 to win $10, if you prefer small potatoes. Suppose two gamblers each wager $110 on opposing teams. One will win $100 while the other will lose $110. But the sportsbook will profit $10 no matter what. Even online, the house always wins. I'm going to make him a proffer he can't reuse. Only my kid could make "I'm going to craft something" sound like a threat. And let's switch over to Consumer Reports. We were doing last week when we finished up the thing of the best things that they found in 2022. And we ended up with mixed nuts, which is typical for me, having nutty people all around me all the time. And let's start off with condensed chicken noodle soup. This famous brand soup by Campbell's has a nice chickeny broth and plentiful noodles. So does Aldi's version, which Arteche actually found to be better because the thinner noodles were firmer, and it cost 47% less than Campbell's. Walmart's chicken noodle soup tasted close to Campbell's, and at 22 cents per serving was the least expensive in our test. But the noodles were slightly mushy. As with many canned soups, sodium is a concern, with most brands we testing around 900 milligrams per one-cup serving. Kroger's has 650 milligrams, but our testers thought the broth was bland, and some of the chicken pieces had a soft, spongy texture. Campbell's condensed chicken noodle soup is 55 cents per one cup of serving. Walmart's Great Value condensed chicken noodle soup was the best value at 22 cents. Aldi's Chef's Cupboard was at 29 cents. Amazon Happy Condensed Chicken Noodle Soup was 36 cents. And I want you to skip the Kroger one, condensed chicken noodle soup at 36 cents. Dollar General Clover Valley condensed chicken noodle soup was 38 cents and got good ratings. Maple syrup. Our tasters found that all the syrups they tested were delicious, but there was subtle difference in flavors and textures with two standouts. The brand syrup by Butternut Mountain Farms was thick and buttery with robust maple flavor, but GJ's and Target syrups tasted better according to our testers. Butternut had a hint of molasses, while those other two had more complex flavors, such as caramel with just a little coconut in the BJ's version. Target's cost our sharpers 3% more, but BJ's was 17% cheaper and is organic to boot. For those who like a thinner, more delicate tasting syrup, Organic Costco's, which is 25% less than the name brand, was the best deal. Most of the other store brands cost about the same as Butternut. The name brand is Butternut Mountain Farm 100% Pure Vermont Maple Syrup at $1.05 for a quarter cup. The best price is Costco Kirtland Signature Organic Maple Syrup at 79 cents for the same size. The top pick was BJ's Wellesley Farms Organic 100% Pure Maple Syrup at 88 cents. Trader Joe's 100% Pure Maple Syrup was $1. Walmart Great Value Pure Maple Syrup was $1. Kroger Private Selection Pure Maple Syrup was $1.06. Target's Good and Gather 100% Maple Syrup was $1.08. And Whole Foods 365 Organic 100% Pure Maple Syrup was $1.11 for a serving. And finally, Honey O's Cereal. Can you fill your morning bowl with a Cheerios knockoff that tastes like the real thing but costs a lot less? The answer is a qualified yes. Our trained testers detected slightly less intense toasted oat and honey flavors in Trader Joe's Honey O's, but it was close enough and cost 25 cents per serving versus 48 cents for Cheerios, although it's slightly higher in added sugars. Walmart also came close, while Amazon's and Kroger's were just as tasty but a bit thicker and crunchier. The sweetness of Target's was more fruity than honeyed. Skip the Dollar General and Whole Foods cereals, which had less distinctive oat flavor than Cheerios, and Dollar General's had a slightly soapy taste. Whole Foods cereal is organic and cost 14% less per serving, but our testers found it owes to be slightly hard with little toasted grain flavor. The name brand is General Mills Honey Nut Cheerios at 48 cents for a one cup serving. The best price is Walmart Great Value Honey Nut O's at 16 cents. Wow, that's a third. Kroger Honey Nut Toasted Oats at 18 cents. Amazon Happy Belly Honey Nut Toasted Oats at 24 cents. Trader Joe's Honey O's at 25 cents. Target Market Pantry Honey and Nut and Toasted Oats at 27 cents. And the two to skip are Dollar General Clover Valley and Whole Foods 365 Organic. Where you save the most? Using the prices we paid for name brand and store brand products, we expect that you'll find the following savings at each store you buy a range of their store brand products. The prices you find may vary. Costco, you would save 51%, Aldi's 49%, Walmart 48%, Target 39%, Dollar General 36%, Kroger 35%, Amazon 33%, 28% at Trader Joe's, and what surprises me is 26% at BJ's, and 5% at Whole Foods. Obviously, Whole Foods sometimes translates into whole paycheck. How about Consumer's Guide to Popular Supplements? What improves sleep, strengthens immunity, boosts memory, and what doesn't? Plus, whether you should try CBD and tips for smarter, safer shopping. When her daily migraine medication wasn't cutting it, Albie Wolber's doctor suggested a magnesium supplement. The 28-year-old from Yonsei, Michigan was skeptical. I wasn't convinced it was going to work for headaches, and I'd been having for 15 years. After a few months, her headaches did improve, but she's still not sure whether it's because of the magnesium or other changes she made, such as drinking more water. Wolber is one of the millions of people who regularly take vitamins, minerals, and other supplements. 60% of us, in fact, take from daily, according to a summer 2022 nationally representative consumer report survey of 3,070 U.S. adults. But do all these peas actually make us feel better? Like Wolber, many people turn to supplements when they are facing hard-to-treat issues, and sometimes they seem to help. But it's difficult to know for sure whether a given supplement is working, especially when other lifestyle or medication changes may be underway at the same time. What's more, our health can also improve or worsen without an obvious trigger. And there's a picture of a hand with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pills in it. To better understand how Americans use supplements, CR survey asked respondents which ones they take and why. We found that a few, antioxidants, probiotics, fish oil, are popular for many reasons. And while others tend to be used in more specific cases, vitamins, including multis, are used for almost everything, so they're covered separately in Who Needs Vitamin Supplements on our page 30, which we'll look at. Here's what our survey found to be the most popular supplements taken for each reason, and which works and which might not, and the fixes you can try instead. For bolstering your overall health, fish oil. Why it's used. Fish oil, derived from oily fish such as tuna and herring, contains omega-3 fatty acids, which are anti-inflammatory. People take the supplements to guard against chronic inflammation, which is linked to a greater risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and some health problems. The evidence. Research has found that fish oil can indeed tamp down inflammation and may ease the symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis. Some healthcare providers even prescribe high doses of prescription-grade fish oil to help patients manage cholesterol levels, says Sarah Boones, M.D., an internal medicine physician and nutrition specialist at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. People with a history of heart disease may get a small benefit, but fish oil supplements have not been shown to reduce the risk of developing heart disease who don't yet have it. Calcium. Why it's used. Calcium helps strengthen bones, and having low levels may raise the risk of bone loss and fractures. The evidence. Calcium is indeed key for bone health, and supplementation could help reduce bone loss and risk of fractures in older adults. But some research suggests that high levels may increase the risk of heart disease and pose some other risk. It's best to get calcium from foods such as sardines, leafy greens, and dairy, says Robert Sappert, M.D., chair of the Department of Wellness and Preventive Medicine in the Cleveland Clinic in Lyndhurst, Ohio. If you can't, though, ask your doctor if he's concerned about bone loss. Supplements may help. Probiotics. Why they're used. The digestive tract is home to trillions of microorganisms, including bacteria. Your gut microbiome, its diversity and balance, can play a critical role in your health. And some people take bacteria in pill form, called probiotics, to alter their microbiome. The evidence. Studies of probiotic supplements have not found much evidence that they are helpful in improving overall health. Sapper says they're most useful in treating diarrhea that develops after taking antibiotics, or the bloating symptoms and irritable bowel syndrome. For the most people, food sources such as fermented foods seem to be a better route. What else to try? Unfortunately, there's no real shortcut to better health, but eating a nutritious diet, exercising daily, managing stress, and maintaining social relationships can go a long way. The impact of these individually and collectively are far greater than the impact of individual or multiple supplements. Strengthening immunity. Zinc. Why it's used. This mineral can help the immune system fight off pathogens, and getting too little is linked to an increased risk of infectious diseases. The evidence. In people who are zinc deficient, supplementing may help prevent illness. In a small 2008 study, older adults who took 10 milligrams of zinc daily had improved immune responses after 7 weeks. But people who are generally healthy and eat a balanced diet probably do not need to bother, says Lothar Rake, Ph.D., a zinc researcher and director of the Institute of Immunology at RWTH Aachen University in Germany. What's more, high zinc intake can cause nausea and stomach upset, and taking too much can suppress the immune system. Antioxidants. Why they're used. Antioxidants protect cells against damage from free radicals, which increase inflammation and are believed to contribute to the development of disease. Antioxidant supplements are often a blend of vitamins, minerals, and herbal or botanical extracts. Research suggests that antioxidants-rich diet help promote a healthy immune response, but taking antioxidant supplements does not offer significant protection against disease, according to a National Institutes of Health analysis of studies involving thousands of people. In some cases, high doses can actually increase the risk of adverse health outcomes. Probiotics, why they're used. Probiotics were popular in CR survey not only for promoting overall health, but also for strengthening immunity. In theory, introducing more good bacteria to your gut can help your body fight off the infection and prevent diseases. The evidence. A 2018 review of the research suggests that probiotic supplements can temporarily increase good bacteria in the gut and improve immune system function. But scientists don't yet know whether the supplements create any long-term gut changes that would support the immune system. What else to try? Many of the habits that improve overall health also benefit the immune system. These include eating lots of fruits and vegetables, getting plenty of exercise, and managing your stress. But it's especially important to get enough sleep. Sleep is critical to proper immune function, and ongoing sleep loss is linked to immunodeficiency. So many factors influence immunity, and a pill probably won't be the one thing that fixes everything. What to know before you take that supplement? One-third of Americans say they believe supplements are tested by the Food and Drug Administration for safety, according to CR's recent survey. But in reality, the FDA doesn't approve or test the safety or effectiveness of any supplement sold in the U.S. before it enters the market. In fact, the FDA typically learns of problems with a product only after it's on store shelves. That's unlike prescription and over-the-counter drugs, which undergo multiple clinical trials as part of a lengthy FDA application process before they're approved for sale. To learn about potential problems with supplements, the agency relies on reports of injury or misleading marketing submitted by consumers or healthcare providers. The FDA can't ban risky supplements until they have some evidence or early signals that there's a safety problem, CCR's Chuck Bell, who advocates for better oversight of supplements. Still, a vitamin, a mineral, or another supplement must sometimes be needed, such as iron, for those with anemia. So knowing what to look for when choosing a product is the key. Here are a few tips. Look for the USP certification seal. The U.S. Pharmacopoeia sets the most widely accepted standards for dietary supplements, CR's experts say. A list of USP verified products can be found at qualitysupplements.org. You may also find seals from other valid third-party testers, including ConsumerLab.com, NSF International, and UL Solutions. But ignore unknown certifications, even if they look official. Don't be fooled by proprietary blends. While companies that use that term must list the ingredients in their products, they don't have to list the amounts of each one, Bell says. So you have no idea how little or how much of a product has any one of those ingredients, he says. That's especially a problem for compounds that could be hazardous of high doses, such as caffeine. Skip products with claims that are too good to be true. Supplement makers can't say that their products treat or cure a disease or other health condition, according to the FDA. Also watch out for any supplement that's purported to be a scientific breakthrough, a miracle cure, or an ancient remedy, such as any product that has a secret ingredient whose label has fancy phrases such as molecule multiplicity, insulin receptor sites, glucose metabolism, or thermogeneticists. Don't rely on organic, natural, whole foods labeling. Products with an organic label must be grown and produced without certain chemicals, but that does not guarantee the dosage or purity of a supplement's key ingredients, and the term natural has no official FDA meaning. Finally, even if a pill contains real fruits and vegetables, products labeled whole foods aren't substitutes for the real thing. Okay, now we're getting into the more meat and potatoes of this stuff. Now we've taught all the warnings and everything. Here's the different supplements of specific needs. Getting better sleep. Melatonin. Why it's used. Your body runs on an internal clock called the circadian rhythm. Melatonin, a naturally occurring hormone, helps signal to your brain that it's bedtime. A melatonin supplement might make it easier to fall asleep. The evidence. Taking melatonin can help people fall asleep about 7 minutes faster on average, and studies show that it's useful for people with jet lag or a sleep disorder called delayed sleep phase syndrome. But to avoid interfering with your body's natural production, high doses should not be taken long term, says Selena Chan, a psychiatrist and interim director of the clinical programs at the University of California San Francisco Osher Center for Integrative Health. CBD, why it's used. Some people use this compound, a non-psychoactive derivative of hemp or marijuana, to relieve anxiety and promote sleep. The evidence. A 2017 paper suggests that CBD may be a reasonable treatment for insomnia, but the science say that such research is in its infancy and that more long-term studies are needed. As long as you're practicing good sleep habits and not taking other medications at the same time, Chan says CBD may be beneficial before bedtime. Just check with your doctor first. Magnesium. Why it's used. The mineral magnesium may help reduce stress and relax the body before bed. Magnesium supplements can be taken as pills or as a powder added to drink. The evidence. Research in this area, while some studies link magnesium with better sleep quality, it's unclear whether supplementing helps with sleep disorders such as insomnia and restless leg syndrome. Be sure to avoid types called magnesium oxide or citrate for sleep use, because these forms are more commonly used as laxative. That would kind of spoil your night's sleep. What else to try? A consistent sleep routine can help signal bedtime to your body. Relax without screens, whether you journal, read, or take a bath, Chan says. Try to limit alcohol and don't consume caffeine after lunchtime. For sleep disorders, medication or a form of psychotherapy called cognitive and behavioral therapy for insomnia, CBD-I, can also be effective. Improving memory. Nootropics, that's N-O-O, tropics. Why they're used. Nootropics is an umbrella term for substances that can affect your neurological state, says Chan at the Osher Center for Integrative Health. They include familiar things such as caffeine, herbs such as ginkgo biloba, and amino acids such as L-theanine. Nootropics are often marketed as a quick fix to improve cognitive function. The evidence. Years of evidence have shown that in low doses, natural caffeine can sometimes improve mental performance, but other nootropics are generally not well studied, and some may contain unsaved, unapproved drugs. Fish oil. Why it's used? The idea here is that fish oil can make cell membranes more fluid. It might reduce inflammation in the brain and improve your cognitive processes. The evidence. While some research links higher omega-3 levels with better brain health, one study found that taking fish oil supplements did not lead to an improved cognition. Supplements to always avoid. Here are 10 risky supplements that CR, with the help of a panel of doctors and researchers, says should steer clear in general. In general, risks increase the larger dosage and the longer they're taken. Also beware of illegal or unapproved drug ingredients such as thioneptine, methylxylifarvirine, and phenibut. Chaparral, also called creosote bush, greasewood, Laura diarocurta, Laurea tridentea, and Laristat. Claim benefits, weight loss, eases inflammation, treats cold, infections, rashes, and cancers. Potential harm, kidney problems, and liver damage. Colt's foot, also called coughwort, farfarae folium leaf, fool's wort, Tusligio farfara. Claim benefits, receive cough, sore throat, laryngitis, bronchitis, and asthma. Potential harm, liver damage, possible carcinogen. Comfrey, also called blackwort, bruisewort, slippery root, Symphidium officinale. Claim benefits, relieves cough, heavy menstrual periods, stomach problems, chest pain, and treats cancer. Once again, the potential harms are liver damage and cancer. Gerrymander, also called Triacum charmadius and Tercrium ulicidium. Claim benefits, weight loss, alleviates fever, arthritis, gout, stomach problems. Potential harms, once again, liver damage and hepatitis. Greater celandine, also called celandine, Chelidonium modius. Claim benefit, alleviates stomach ache. Potential harm, liver damage. Kava, also called Ava pepper, Kava kava, Piper methylicium. Claim benefits are eases anxiety and helps sleep. The potential harms are, once again, liver damage, but exacerbates Parkinson's disease and depression and impairs driving. Lobelia, also called asthma weed, Lobelia inflata, vomit wort, wild tobacco. Claim benefits helps respiratory problems, smoking cessation. Potential harms are nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, tremors, rapid heartbeat, confusion, seizures, hypothermia, and a coma. That's probably why it's called vomit wort. Pennyroyal oil, also called Hedoma polygolius pentherpenigium. Claim benefits. Improves breathing, problems with digestive disorder. Once again, liver and kidney failure, nerve damage, and convulsions are possible harms. Usnic acid, also called beard moss, tree moss, and usnea. Claimed benefits are weight loss and pain relief, and potential harm are liver injury. Yohimbe, also called Yohimbe with a J, Hipposolistalia, Yohimbe Yohimbiane, Koyantia Yohambanai. Claimed benefits, treats low libido and erectile dysfunction, depression, and obesity. Potential harms are raising blood pressure, causing rapid heart rate, headache, seizure, liver and kidney problems, heart problems, and panic attacks. Antioxidants, why they're used. Oxidative stress from free radicals may harm the brain, speeding memory loss. Antioxidants can protect against oxidative stress and its effects, which could protect brain function. Theavidin, an antioxidant-rich diet with plenty of produce like berries, squash, carrots, and cruciferous vegetables may promote brain health. And one 1997 study in older adults found a link between higher levels of certain antioxidants and better performance on memory tests. But antioxidant-rich foods contain a lot of other helpful nutrients, too. And Bonas at Mayo Clinic says more research is needed to see whether supplements on their own can improve memory or cognition. What else to try? Make sure your diet is rich in anti-inflammatory foods such as fruits, vegetables, and fatty fish, all of which promote brain health and function over time. The Mediterranean diet, for example, is a go-to, says Chan at the Osher Center. Stress reduction techniques, such as meditation, can also help promote better cognition, and staying engaged in learning new things as you age can keep memory sharp, too. How about nourishing your skin, nails, or hair? Biotin, why it's used. Biotin, or vitamin B7, helps the body grow healthy hair and nails. The evidence, in people with health conditions that cause vitamin B deficiency or result in hair loss and brittle nails, limited research suggests that biotin supplements may help. But there's even less evidence that biotin helps people without such issues. Biotin can also interfere with certain common lab tests, which can cause misdiagnosis. Collagen, why it's used. Collagen gives skin its structure. Over time, aging and sun damage can break collagen down, causing dark spots, blemishes, and wrinkling. People take collagen usually derived from the connective tissue of cows and some other animals to promote skin health. The evidence. Research is preliminary, but a 2019 review suggests that collagen supplements may improve skin hydration, elasticity, and wrinkling. Look for hydrolyzed collagen, which is your body can use more easily, says Brian Abitan, M.D., of Skin and Hair Rejuvenation and Hair Transplantation at Mount Sinai Health System in New York City. Once again, fish oil. Why it's used? People take fish oil not only for their general health and cognition, but also because the fatty acids in fish oil can help cells hold water, hydrate skin cells, can theoretically result in more supple, healthier-looking skin. The evidence. While this makes sense in theory and may even work in practice, so far there isn't sufficient evidence showing that taking fish oil pills helps hydrate the skin or improve its appearance, Arbaton says. What else to try? Anemia, thyroid problems, and other medical issues can affect hair, skin, and nails. So if you notice changes in any of those, check with a healthcare provider. Once you rule those out, there are good treatments for hair loss, such as oral and topical minoxidil. Skin and hair health involves simple steps, not a special serum. Eat a healthy diet, reduce stress, drink water, use moisturizer, avoid too much sun exposure, and apply daily sunscreen with SPF, sun protection factor of 30 or higher. And who needs vitamin supplements? And there's a picture here of all kinds of different vitamins. It must be 50 or 60 different ones on this page. Multivitamins and single vitamins are some of the most popular supplements in the U.S. in CR survey. About half the people said they take multivitamins, and 42% said they take individual vitamins. Everything from improving general health and boosting immunity to prevent COVID-19 and building strength. While experts agree that most Americans don't eat enough vitamin-rich food, research shows that vitamin supplements might not be a great way to bridge the gap. And people who take higher doses of certain vitamin supplements actually have a higher risk of adverse health outcomes. In the U.S., the days of widespread vitamin deficiency, causing conditions like scurvy and rickets, are long gone. If you have a deficiency, a doctor may recommend a vitamin. But many ailments, including certain cancers, heart disease, and diabetes, stem from multiple factors and don't relate to prevented or treated with vitamins. Unless you have certain medical conditions or a restrictive diet, vitamin supplements are generally not helpful, says Fang-Fang Zhang, MD, chair of the Division of Nutrition Epidemiology and Data Science at Tufts University in Boston. Still, there are some exceptions. One key caution, if you take vitamins, avoid mega-dosing, Zhang says. That could cause stomach upset or organ damage or even increase cancer. The more isn't always better, Zhang says. Multivitamin. What it does. A multivitamin makes sense in theory, but not in practice. In fact, researchers have for years been unable to tease out any way a specific daily multi might be helpful to the average American adult. Who might benefit? People who have trouble with nutrient absorption or who are on a restrictive diet consider a regimen of multivitamins recommended and supervised by a provider. Vitamin D, what it does. Obtained through sunlight and certain foods, including salmon and fortified milk, vitamin D promotes bone strength and immunity. Who might benefit? People with a diagnosed vitamin D deficiency, due to being homebound, for example. Vitamin C, what it does. This antioxidant supports immune system function. Most people get enough by eating produce. Who might benefit? Smokers or people exposed to secondhand smoke, people with renal disease, and others have issues with vitamin absorption, tend to have lower levels and may need a supplement. B vitamins, what they do. These vitamins, particularly B1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 12, help your body to create energy from food and form red blood cells. They are in fish, meat, eggs, dairy, leafy greens, and beans. Who might benefit? People with an autoimmune disorder, like rheumatoid arthritis, or those with alcoholism might need extra B vitamins, and during pregnancy, doctors recommend folic acid, which is vitamin B9, to help prevent birth defects. Vitamin E, what it does. Another antioxidant, vitamin E helps the immune system fight off certain illnesses and infections. It's in vegetable oils, nuts, and green vegetables. Though most people don't get enough, supplementing hasn't proved to be beneficial in healthy people. Who might benefit? People with rare disorders that impede fat absorption and premature infants under the care of a physician. Boosting your mood, making you happy. CBD, why it's used. CBD is popular as a mood enhancer for the same reason. It's used for sleep. Taken in pill or liquid form, it's thought to soothe anxiety, perhaps by increasing serotonin, the chemical that helps regulate mood. The evidence. A 2019 analysis of 27 studies concluded that CBD may ease symptoms of certain mental illnesses, including anxiety, but more evidence is needed. So proceed with caution. CBD can slow the metabolism of other substances, says Chan at the Osher Center. Taking it with caffeine, for example, may leave you feeling more anxious. Melatonin. Why it's used. Melatonin is typically used for sleep, but the chemical might also play a role in mood. People with a depression and bipolar disorder often have lower melatonin levels. To some people, use supplements to try to improve mental health. The evidence. If your mood is suffering because you're not sleeping well, melatonin could help, in theory, Chan says, although there's little hard evidence. One large analysis did find that people who took melatonin before surgery had lower levels of anxiety, but experts recommend talking to your medical team before trying something like this. Magnesium. Why it's used. Magnesium, found in leafy greens, legumes, and whole grains, plays a critical role in many bodily functions, including mood regulation, so it's sometimes taken in an effort to improve mood and ease depression. The evidence. People who were given magnesium chloride supplements in a 2017 trial showed improvements in depression and anxiety within 2 weeks, but the study did not include a group given dummy pills, so it's unclear whether the results were due to a psychological change or a placebo effect. Ask your provider whether magnesium is worth trying. What else to try? If you are experiencing depression or anxiety, talk to a provider right away. Prioritizing sleep, exercise, and a healthy diet can improve symptoms of both. But that's not always enough, and prescription meds and therapy can help. Either way, experts suggest consulting with a doctor to rule out other conditions that can cause symptoms, or getting a referral to a mental health professional. And how to shop safely for CBD, and this is kind of important, obviously. CBD, which can come from marijuana or hemp plants, is going to mainstream. 28% of Americans have taken CBD at least once in the past 2 years, according to a nationally representative CR survey of 2,125 U.S. adults in July 2022. So CR did a spot check of CBD gummies sold online by four companies, Keone, Matera, Royal, and Schmilz. The results were reassuring. CR did not find pesticides in any product, and all had no or very little THC, the component that get users high. Legally, CBD products must be less than 0.3% THC. Gummies from Keone and Smiles did have lead, although at very low levels. Keone said the amounts found reflect safe and commonplace levels and are not a cause for alarm. Spilz does not respond to requests for comment. Previous research has found high THC and lead levels in certain CBD products, and cannabis may be susceptible to absorbing heavy metals from soil. So CR's expert says wise to always shop carefully for CBD products. Here's how. Shop in a dispensary if you live in a state that has legalized marijuana. States with legal cannabis have enforcement protocols ironed out better, says Mitch Earlywine, Ph.D., a professor at the State University of New York at Albany. Stick to websites that provide an address, a phone number, and email address. That gives you recourse in case you encounter a problem, says Martin A. Lee, director of Product CBD, a nonprofit that promotes research on CBD. Find the product certificate of analysis. The COA shows results from third-party testing for THC, heavy metals, and more. A QR code link on the product may link to the COA. If not, check the manufacturer's website or ask a retailer for the document. And don't buy CBD at gas stations, delis, or convenience stores. Stick with groceries, natural food stores, or pharmacies, where products have been better vetted. And with that, we're close to running out of time, so let's close out with some light notes. Some baby on this plane is singing the ABCs all out of order, and a guy just shouted, "Yes, girl, remix it!" My three-year-old nephew watched much of the funeral procession for Queen Elizabeth, including the 96-gun salute, which featured cannon fire. As impressive as it was, he looked a bit concerned, asking after it was over, "Is that how she died?" Whenever I'm worried that I messed up with my wife, I remember the time my brother gave an anniversary card to his current wife on the date of his first marriage. And with that, we have just about run out of time for today's episode of Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long until next week, and thank you so much for listening.